balcony of Shacklett's Photography here in downtown Murfreesboro, Tennessee, right in front of the beautiful, beautiful farmers market that's going on all around the historic square. We are so glad to have you with us here today for Uptown Talk. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Christie, your host for the next hour of the show that's always about people who help people. For those of you taking notes, this is show number 86, the 26th day of September 2015. It's another fantastic day as we're overlooking that famous farmer's market, and we've got some great folks to play for you today. Paul Martin Family Circus is here, and we're also talking today about the Interfaith Dental Clinic with Regina Ward and Dr. Walter Chitwood. So without further ado, let's get on to some music right now with the... are you ready? The Paul Martin Family Circus. Here they are.
All right.
I got a firm foundation, I rock the only solid ground, as nations rise and fall. Kingdoms once strong, now shaken, but we trust forever in your name, in the name of Jesus. We trust the name of in all your wisdom, in love and justice you will reign, and every knee will bow. We bring our expectation, our hope is anchored in your name, the name of Jesus.
Singing that gospel music, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Love it. Love
fantastic.
All kinds of music. You know what? Anything with a lot of harmony and an uplifting, positive message, you know,
yeah.
Just to live.
Yeah.
Weatherwise. Cloudy skies across the area for today with scattered showers, those highs in the low to mid-70s. For tonight, still a chance for some rain with a low near 62. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll on News Radio WGNX. Currently 66 degrees.
The Truman Show, weekday mornings at 9.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and we're so proud this year we're celebrating our 30th anniversary. And you know what? We couldn't have done it without the wonderful service staff we've been blessed to have over all these years, most of them.
Sure do.
Yes, sir.
Tell us the real deal, you know. What's going on?
It is a real family in every sense of the word. Four kids. It is nuts around the house. It's always a little messy. There's always a big, you know, laundry mountain waiting to be folded or waiting to be washed.
Sure.
So we just have to all chip in, and we never have it all complete, but it's okay. We live where our house is comfortable, and we live in it. We do a lot of traveling now, so we have to maintain to be able to pick up and take things on the road with us, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And also, you know, we do homeschooling too.
I know we talk about chores. The funny part is, Jamie and I are both kind of creative type people, so our kids kind of fall that same way. So it's real easy. It's hard to get upset with them sometimes. You go, hey, get the garbage out.
Yeah.
And one of the boys will, you know, you come back a little later. Hey, I told you. Oh, I forgot. Well, I understand that. So we try to, you know, rule with the iron fist as much as we just go, okay, I get that. But you're going to have to get focused and get it out the door. Please.
Sure.
Now.
Yeah.
We're all creative, so we're all a little ADD.
Yeah.
But
yes.
That's all right. We're all learning.
Well, that's great. That's great. I'm so glad that you're here. Paul Martin Family Circus. Hear him again tonight at the Dewdrop Jamboree, Patterson Park. It's a lot of things to remember to say, but you'll enjoy it.
You're doing a great job.
You'll just really have a good time if you come, and it's only $10. So bring your whole family. Let's fill the place up and give these folks the audience that they deserve.
Love to see you.
Absolutely. All right, we'll have more music from the Paul Family Circus, Paul Martin Family Circus here in a minute, the Paul Dewdrop Family Circus.
Anything works.
All righty. Guys, thank you so much. Let's get Mr. Chitwood up here and as well, and Regina Ward. And while they are getting ready to, let me get you unplugged. There you go. You are set. I'm learning to punch buttons with greater efficiency every time we do it. Okay, now we have Walter Chitwood coming back up, and Regina Ward got some fresh coffee here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
We also want to remind you that this show is, while it's free for you to listen to on the podcast or around the farmer's market here, let me turn that down just a tad. There you go. You all set?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I want to remind you that there are several good people in the community that help make Uptown Talk possible, including, as we've just mentioned a while ago, Azo Technologies, Shacklets Photography, iDrive E85, Cruise One, brand new folks that have just started to help us out here, the Tennessee Peddler, City Cafe, Bagwell Document Solutions. We'll talk about more of those, each of those folks a little bit later this afternoon, this morning. And we also have Tom's Pawn and Wholesale Jewelry, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Forest York Guitars, and Paul Bunk's Organic Grocery are our friends today. And you've just heard the first song from Paul Martin's Family Circus. We'll bring them back here in just a moment. But right now, let's hear a little bit more about the Interfaith Dental Clinic. And it's over there behind, next to the Music Stop, across the street from the Music Stop, behind Home Depot. And
that's correct.
What's the name of the road there?
It's Robert Rose Drive. Our address is 210 Robert Rose Drive. So it's right there before you get to the backside of Stones River Mall. And we are on the second floor, and Magnolia Medical Clinic occupies the first floor.
Very good. Very good. And as a development director, you've been there for now how long? At least a couple of years, right?
Oh, no. I've only been with Interfaith for 9 months. And so this is brand new for me, learning about the dentistry world.
Oh, well, what did you do before?
I've been a fundraiser for the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just a wonderful career to be able to kind of bridge the gap between people who are providing services to the community and people who want the community to be helped.
Well, and there are plenty of those, obviously, from the support that in general that the social service agencies get and faith-based outreach ministries get around Rutherford County and Murfreesboro in particular. And, you know, we're thinking about this 2035 situation that the mayor has been initiating and several other people have been working together on, looking at the future of our community. And they keep saying that there might be as many as 6,000 people coming to our community in the near future. So it's so important that our social service agencies be gearing up for that increased amount of traffic and also working together, referring people to each other. And you've mentioned before that you've gotten a lot of the people that come to the Interfaith Dental Clinic have been referred by other agencies and other churches in the area.
Absolutely. We have great partnerships with so many organizations here in the county. I wouldn't even begin to name them all. There's a group called R-Connect for Rutherford Connect.
Yes.
And we spend lots of time together and kind of planning and figuring out how we can work together. And then, of course, the United Ways of Rutherford and Cannon Counties. We have great meetings where all of the partner organizations and agencies get together and really try to think in a forward manner about what are some of the needs going to be in our community that are coming up. And to be really honest, that's the way that we make plans for the community. I mean, I don't know an organization here in town that doesn't have a strategic plan of anywhere from 6 to 10 years. And that's really what makes this county great, is that we're able to lean on each other and kind of forecast what some of those issues might be and where our social service organizations can step in and how we can really partner together to be able to make the greatest impact for Rutherford County.
One of the things that I was impressed with as I came over to look at the Interfaith Dental Clinic, that you really do schedule everyone just like a real dental office, that if you miss your appointment, you get one chance, and if you miss it again, you're out. I mean, it's a very important thing, because especially as we're looking at the population to grow here, you're going to have service needs that are greater and greater as years go by. Are you busy most of the time now? Have you seen an increase in the number of people that you serve on a regular basis?
We're always increasing the number of patients that we're able to serve. The premise behind the clinic is that if you're working and you have a dental need, it's really hard to tell your employer, well, I'm going to have to go get this fixed, but if you're not going to a private practice clinic, you may have to go somewhere where you're going to have to wait. And sometimes that means waiting an hour or two. Sometimes that means waiting half a day. And that's really difficult and hard for our patients who are trying to hold jobs to be able to take care of their families. And so that's an important piece to Interfaith, is that we are appointment-based. Our patients get reminders about their appointment time, and they actually set that appointment time just like any other clinic in town. When you're leaving, you're setting that appointment time to make sure that it works well for you. We do have really strict policies when it comes to patients breaking appointments or making a schedule change, simply because we don't keep a waiting list. As our patients graduate the program, we accept as many patients as we have space. And so we're always wanting to make sure we're using our donors' investments and the time of our volunteers as well as investments most appropriately. And so it's really difficult to do that when you have broken appointments. Thankfully, the majority of our patient population is really invested, and so mm-hmm. we don't have that as an issue. Our hours are Monday and Friday, we're open half a day. Monday's the long day, as the office says. But they also open 7:30 to 8 patients that are in our program that work a traditional 9 to 5. And they're able to come in after hours. On Fridays, we're open from 8 until noon. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're open from 8 until 5. Mm. I always tell people to get the best knowledge about the clinic is to call. We have wonderful patient care specialists up front that are always answering the phone. And so if you have questions about the clinic or how to become a patient, or if you're in pain, because we do accept emergency appointments as well. I always say to call the clinic, because those ladies are going to make sure that if for whatever reason we can't serve you, that we find somewhere that can.
That's just great. The Interfaith Dental Clinic, available to you here in Murfreesboro. Is there a phone number that you can give us for people to get in touch with you to find out more?
Absolutely. The telephone number to the clinic is 615-225-4141. Again, that's 615-225-4141. Our address is 210 Robert Rose Drive, and we're in Suite 2. If you come in the front door, you're just going to go up the elevator and we're the first thing you see.
Sweet tooth. Almost said sweet tooth there. Okay, that's the Interfaith Dental Clinic. And again, that number is 225-4141. Easy to remember, unless you're someone like me. So that's why I just wrote it down. And we're going to talk more with the people from Interfaith Dental Clinic. Dr. Walter Chitwood is here, Regina Ward. And we'll get back with them here in just a few minutes. We'll also have some more music for you from the Paul Martin Family Band on the other side, after we take a moment here to look at a couple of our sponsors that help us out with the program. We always want to mention that our number one sponsor is Jesus Christ, who brings the best kind of encouragement and genuine hope that we want every person to experience in this life. For truly we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And we talk to lots of folks on this program who have a calling and are doing what they feel God has sent them into this world to do. Because if we're believers, if we know that it's our time to shine, to honor him in how we live and how we speak and how we care for others. We have a new sponsor this time out here on Uptown Talk, and I want to share just a little bit more about that outfit as soon as I can find it. Here we go. Let me see. Just a moment. Here we are. Cruise One Travel. Vacations are a chance to get away from it all, but trying to find the best deals can be stressful and frustrating and time-consuming. So let your neighbors, please, Chris and Sherry Sale, help you to plan the perfect getaway at no additional cost to you. As Cruise One Vacation Travel Specialists, they can do everything to get you onto your destination except pack your bags. They'll handle all the details so you can focus on having fun with your family, friends, or group tour. So what's your dream destination? Europe, Alaska, or a tropical island? No matter where you want to visit, Chris and Sherry at Cruise One will help. Will use their experience to save you time and money, and even over those do-it-yourself travel company websites, while giving you access to exclusive specials. Call Chris or Sherry Sale at 615-295-8388. That's 295-8388. Or email them at c.sale, S-A-L-E, at cruiseone.com. That's cruiseone.com. And again, that number is 615-295-8388. Cruise One, we're here to take you where you want to go. And we are ready once again with our friends from the Paul Martin Family Circus. Let me get their microphones turned on and ready to sing for you. Here they are. Once again, the Paul Martin Family Circus. What do you have for us?
Well, usually you like that last gospel song, so I told Jamie, let's do another one, and it lets everybody kind of chime in on this one. This is one of our favorites, too.
You are good. You are good when there's nothing good in me. You are love. You are love on display for all to see. You are light, you are light when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you are hope, you have covered all my sin. Your empty embrace, light of the world forever reign.
You are more, you are more than my words can ever say. You are Lord, you are Lord, all creation will proclaim. You are here, in your presence I'm made whole. You are God, of all else I'm letting go.
Love that harmony. My goodness.
Thank you.
You've got, it's like the angels have descended upon Shacklett's balcony up here. I'll tell you what. It's just really beautiful. And they call themselves the Paul Martin Family Circus.
Yes.
And they're going to be over here at the Washington Theater. We've said it many times. We just want to drive it home because we really want you to come tonight. It's only $10 and it starts about 6 o'clock. So bring your family and come and hear the Paul Martin Family Circus and lots of other great local entertainers to sing and play for you tonight. It's just such a fun show. And I think there's going to be another one in November. I don't know if you folks are going to be involved in that one as well.
This is the fifth one.
Gosh, I missed the first two, but I caught the third and the fourth one, and I'm just going to go every time.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so neat. We, you know, this area of Middle Tennessee is so full of talent.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, when we did the first one back in June.
Did you?
And Larry, you know, some of the folks that came on the show. We did number three. That was the third one? Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so when we came in, he had some folks around here that there was one guy that I know mentored him, I think, he told me.
Yeah.
He hadn't been on stage since probably the 70s, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And it was so neat. And he still had this great voice, this wonderful golden voice. And you're going, wow, why was that guy not on the charts in his heyday? You know, it's like, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And there was one lady this last time, I think she'll be back this time, who is one of the office administrators at one of the area high schools, and who knew? And there she is just blowing people away with her voice. Just tremendous, tremendous talent that you'll get to hear tonight if you come to the Washington Theater about 6 o'clock over there at the Patterson Park. And you can call and find out where that is. Our number here is 893-2369. Gloria won't mind at all telling you where it is because she's coming with me. And you're going to hear the Paul Martin Family Circus tonight. And you're going to hear them a couple more times at least in this hour as we continue our program, Uptown Talk on WGNS. And if I could have Regina Ward and Walter Chitwood come back up here, and we'll talk with them. I need to unplug you there. There you go.
We're getting good at this, Tom.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're going to be good at it by the time the show's over. Here's Regina. She's coming back in. and we'll get to talking here in just a minute with them. And I also want to talk about the City Cafe here in just a little while after we've chatted a bit. And Charlie Parker is going to share about some of the things going on in the theaters around the area. This is great theater, live theater action here in Murfreesboro. We've been talking about the Interfaith Dental Clinic with Dr. Walter Chitwood and Regina Ward. And Regina is the development director, and Dr. Walter Chitwood, I think you're probably kind of like the boss man over there. Aren't you one of the most experienced dentists that participates in the Interfaith?
Probably one of the oldest dentists that participate there. As far as being the boss of things, it's like it is at my office. There's lots of women.
There you go.
That run the place. I show up. They tell me what to do. Life is good.
Well, you know, we guys can talk about being the boss as long as our wives aren't around, you know.
Exactly.
So we're just going to pretend like they're not listening to this show. And there we go.
Well, I am the boss of my home, and I have my wife's permission to say that.
There you go. Know. I like
yeah.
that.
But,
yeah.
There are all ages of dentists that are there with all levels of different expertise and specialties that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing also I want to point out is that if someone comes in and needs a root canal, the local endodontists that are here in this town, root canal specialists, jump right in there.
Absolutely.
The local orthodontist, if someone needs braces, if there's a mm-hmm. child that needs braces, they have donated so many cases per office per year that
yes.
they will donate like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of all levels of expertise, I know myself and my partner, Dr. Andrew Flipsy, both volunteer time there. Mm-hmm. And majority of the time what we're doing is just good general dentistry.
Do you do any pediatric dentistry at all?
Yes, there are pediatric dentists that volunteer their time that are there. Any aspect of dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
They have connections with the oral surgery residency at Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If someone needs wisdom teeth out, we have local oral surgeons here mm-hmm. who help in that regard. Also, like I said, the oral and maxillofacial residents at Vanderbilt are involved with the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And so any aspect of dentistry that anyone needs, it's available through the Interfaith Clinic.
Absolutely. As our patients are a part of our program, like Dr. Chitwood was referring to, there are many offices here locally that volunteer to take so many cases. We call it our Take One program. Quite often, dentists prefer to cook in their own kitchen.
Sure.
And so quite often, if there is a patient that fits the need, and there is an office that is willing to supply that for us, they will actually take that patient into their office to be treated, which mm-hmm. is just another additional way that the dental community is able to volunteer with us.
And one thing that I picked up last time that I visited out there, this is not to me to be a substitute for establishing a relationship with a regular dentist in town, that is a program for about a year or so?
That is correct. So the basis of the program is to make sure that our patients are orally well. Most people come to us and they have an abundance of needs, and it's financially just not feasible for them to take care of those in private practice because they're uninsured. Once they come through our program, we try to take care of as many of those needs as we possibly can. And then when they graduate from the program, they essentially receive a list of dentists here in the Rutherford County area. And we say we will send over all of your information to whomever you choose to see. We try to instill in our patients, and a lot of times they begin to create relationships with volunteers that are in the office, and they want to see that dentist after they graduate the program. You have to have an established relationship with your dentist.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to have that fluid and continual conversation with them about what your needs are. And so when our patients graduate the program, that is what is stressed to them, because we want to make sure that they continue keeping up with their oral hygiene.
And the stress on cleaning the teeth really well, I think it's really neat that you have a regular cleaning as part of that year of service.
Yes, absolutely. We have a hygienist on staff, and Megan not only will do a phenomenal cleaning, but she also does lots of patient education on the proper way to brush your teeth, how you should be flossing, what are some different techniques and ways that are going to be beneficial to you. And what we love is that then you take those practices back to your family. We're not just educating the patient, we're hoping to educate their entire family so their children and their grandchildren don't have some of the same problems that they are currently dealing with. And so really it's the education of future generations as well that's a big part of our program.
That's great. We'll talk more with the Interfaith Dental Clinic folks here in a little bit. We are in the middle of our Uptown Talk program, and in just a few moments we'll have some theater news from Charlie Parker. But right now I want to take a moment to share with you about another one of our good sponsors that helps us out with the program here today. And we're talking now today about the City Cafe. You know, they have been around here in Murfreesboro area since 1900. I didn't realize that the City Cafe is probably Murfreesboro's oldest restaurant. And it's not, of course, the same staff, but we've got great new people over here now. Tammy and Teresa have taken on the City Cafe about a year or so ago, and they have just really turned it around. It's a great place to go and enjoy a fine lunch or supper or breakfast. And I want to tell you that they've got some new things that are going on. They just handed me some information that they're having their anniversary bash September 28th through October 1st. There will be a daily raffle on Thursdays. They'll have door prizes and a grand raffle. And they also have new breakfast and lunch specials. There's going to be free cake on Thursday. That's September 28th through October 1st for that anniversary bash. Thursday apparently is the big day, and there will be free cake then, and that will help people get more cavities, and so they can go and visit the Interfaith Dental Clinic to take care of that. There's also going to be, as we mentioned, a raffle. Come in anytime that you have lunch or breakfast or whatever during those 3 days, the 28th through the 1st of October. You'll get a raffle ticket, and they'll draw every day, plus they'll also have a special drawing on Thursday, a draw every hour, apparently. There will also be a grand prize, and I think they're going to give away the keys to a Cadillac. Not the Cadillac, just the keys. But they'll do something. And it's going to be an exciting time. The anniversary bash going on at the City Cafe. Drop by and visit with them. And they also have some catering things coming up, and chicken dinners to go, and pies and cakes and desserts. Too many things to talk about at one time. Just a lot of great things happening at the City Cafe here in Murfreesboro. About time for another bit of music now, if we can, from Paul Martin Family Circus Band. Here they are. In just a moment, we'll get them back out here. And just so grateful to have you along with us today on Uptown Talk here on WGNS. And we'll be also providing you the entire two-hour show at some point in the near future. We'll get that show edited and brought to you on the WGNS podcast service. If you go over there and look at where it says On Demand, click on that and scroll down. You'll see the Uptown Talk with Tom Christie. And the latest shows are up there. And very soon, the entire shows will be edited and presented there as well. We have the folks back up here on stage, so we're going to open up their microphones and let them sing for you. Here they are once again. Ladies and gentlemen, the Paul Martin Family Circus.
Texas is going to sing this.
Your head.
Just beautiful.
Thank you
so much for that. Paul Martin Family Circus going to be out there at the Washington Theater tonight, the Dewdrop Jamboree, from 6 o'clock until, I don't know.
We get done, yeah, I guess.
Come early and stay late. You know, it's going to be a great show from 10 o'clock on. Well, no.
It's a lot of fun out there.
It will be a lot of fun.
It really will. And you folks have been singing together since these kids have come into the world, but how did the two of you meet? I want to know that story, just right quickly.
Well, my dad is the lead singer of the Oak Ridge Boys, and Paul, at the time that we met, was the lead singer of a country group called Exile, kind of country pop, uh-huh. You know. And they had opened some shows for the Oaks, and, you know, Daddy and Paul knew each other. But we actually met when I was working my dad's booth at what used to be called Fanfare. Now they call it CMA
sure.
FanFest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was working the booth selling T-shirts, went over and met Paul. And, you know, didn't meet up again maybe for about 6 more months. They did a show in Lexington, and I was going to Kentucky, University of Kentucky at the time.
Before she transferred to MTSU.
Yeah, before I transferred and graduated from MTSU, I might add. But before that, I was a Kentucky Wildcat, and that's where Paul's from. They did a show locally, and my brother and I went, and the rest is history. 25 years ago that was.
Wow.
And, yeah, so we got married. We've been married 20 years, actually. So
yeah, just celebrated in June.
Going strong, yes.
Well, sort of celebrated. I actually went out on the road this summer. The steel guitar player for the Oak Ridge Boys had to have heart surgery. So my father-in-law calls and said, Paul, can you come out and fill in for about 5 or 6 weeks? And I said, well, sure. And, of course, I told the boys after I got off the phone, I said, now, boys, this is one of those life lessons, doing the right thing and doing the wrong thing. If Granddad said, I need you to come play steel guitar for 6 weeks, and I said, well, Dwayne, I just don't really want to do that. That would have been the wrong thing to say.
Yeah, wrong.
See, that would
wrong
have been the wrong
answer.
Choice.
And, of course, you already knew how to play steel guitar because...
Yeah, my mom and dad played music. When I was growing up, my dad had a recording studio. That's how I got into this. And, of course, when I got into high school and got my first rock band going, I saw my dad go, oh, no. Oh, no. It's bitten him. He's gone. Uh-huh. And he really, you know, I went to college, and my dad wanted me to become a lawyer. I didn't go to law school. I just majored in communication electronics and all that. But
it strikes me that John Sebastian had a song about you at one point, you know. Been picking since they's babies.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that
yeah.
sounds about right.
Nashville Cast.
That's the one, yeah.
Nashville,
yeah. So, yeah, but you told another story at some point that we may get to later if we have time about a very tense moment at the White House when you were expected to play steel guitar and a part
that you had
never played before.
Yes, 20 years ago this year, right before Jamie and I got married, I hadn't touched my steel in several months, and I got a call on like a Monday or Tuesday morning. I think it was actually Monday morning because we left Tuesday night, that Kathy Mateo was going to the White House to tape a special for PBS.
Mm-hmm.
Steel guitar player had an appendectomy, emergency appendectomy. So
stuff happens to steel guitar players.
It's really right. Yeah. They shouldn't be playing steel, right? they're unusual characters, I've been told. And so I don't know if that can. I don't know if I call myself a steel player, but I guess I'm unusual too. But I get on the bus that night and we go to the White House. I'm playing on the South Lawn, and of course, one of my heroes is there, Chet Atkins, who I'd met many times before. And the only time I got to play music with Chet Atkins, I'm playing steel on this particular taping. And at the last minute, the show, you know, they said, we got to do a closing number. What are we going to do? Well, Kathy had done about a year earlier a benefit record called Red Hot and Country, I believe is the title of it.
Uh-huh.
And she'd done the old Crosby, Stills, and Nash Young song, Teach Your Children.
Teach Your Children. What
and
a good song.
So they said, well, let's use that one.
Featuring steel
and
it, on the
and
solo.
Of course, now, thankfully, Jerry Garcia played the steel on the original record. So it was in my head up here.
Yeah.
There was nobody with a recording. So can you play that, Paul? I said, give me just a second. So I sat there and, you know, played it at sound check, got one shot at it, and then we came and did the taping that night. And I found the video recently of me doing that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I showed my kids. I said, "Now watch Daddy's hands." I got a lot of camera time playing that steel, and you see my left hand. Yeah. It was like bar
shaking.
Quiver. It was shaking. I was going, "Oh, what have I done?" And there's the president, and the vice president, and their first lady, and you know, and they're all there. And I'm sitting in the South Lawn of the White House. I'm going, "This is one of those surreal moments where you go, do I have my pants on? Is this a dream? You know, it's pinch me, somebody. You know, so."
Yeah. And they have a fellow that plays the steel guitar over there at the Dewdrop Jamboree that is no slouch. He is just
terrific.
No, he's
wonderful.
And I love to hear a steel guitar. So many songs that just would be so much better if they had a steel in them, you know?
It's a beautiful instrument. It's two weeks ago, that song we just sang with Texas, we sang at my uncle's funeral 2 weeks ago today. And he was one of my favorite uncles. He played steel guitar for my mom and dad when I was growing up. And my dad and him actually built the steel that he played.
Gosh.
And they never had kids, so when my parents passed, they became like second parents to me.
Wow.
And we were very close, so we had went to sing at the funeral a couple of weeks ago. We sang Texas sang that song at the funeral, and it was like that steel. I mean, it's just a beautiful instrument. I've always had a passion for it.
I would love to sit and talk with you for a long time.
Some stories.
We've got to move on and do some other things here right quick. And you do that song Teach Your Children? Do you still
we've never done that.
Never?
Actually, my family recorded a family album when I was in the sixth grade, and we put that song on there with my mom, my dad, my brother, and I singing that. So
this family band thing is not a new thing to you?
It's not a new thing, no. My mom sings at the Grand Ole Opry, been there 35 years as a background vocalist. And then, you know, Paul's mother and daddy both had radio shows. That's how they met when they were growing up.
Yeah,
so it's kind of just a family tradition for us.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of why I do a radio show, because I'm trying to get that family tradition started. I have two sons who own guitars, but like me, they don't practice. You know, so there we go. I'm so glad that you're here today.
We'll be
looking forward to hearing your performance again tonight at the Dewdrop Jamboree, starting at 6 o'clock at the Washington Theater at the Patterson Park place. It's really good.
Be square.
Yeah, that's right. We have some more interview time here, I think, with Regina Ward and Dr. Walter Chitwood.
Right.
And while they are coming up, I'm going to ask Mr. Charlie, we didn't get to this earlier, and I meant to, about some theater news. What's going on in the community? Charlie, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Of Mice and Men, the John Steinbeck classic, is playing at the Murfreesboro Little Theater tonight and then tomorrow afternoon at 2. And don't want to miss that. It's a great, great cast. And including a three-legged dog named Sarge. And he feels like he has a good supporting cast. And because he feels like he is the diva of the show.
I imagine
he's
he
become
does.
A diva since coming over there. I think we had a bad influence on him. And then at the Center for the Arts, the Addams Family, the musical is coming up pretty soon. And then another musical in November at MLT at Murfreesboro Little Theater, My Fair Lady. A classic that's fun, and we've got some great people in that, too.
We've talked about that before, how you've got a voice coach that comes and teaches Middle Tennesseans how to speak British.
Yes, he teaches both Cockney, which is like the out-in-the-country British, and then Posh, which is the city folks who have a little bit better income level. And so he teaches both of those.
Well, you know, we have this person that... is on WGNS, who does the British voice, And I was talking with her yesterday, and I told her that we had thought at one time that we might have your voice coach come and coach all of us during the show how to, and we do the show in British.
Well, that might be fun.
Be just kind of as a tip of the hat to her show. But whatever. We'll talk about that another time. We have some folks here with us that we do want to get back to. Is that it for theater?
For right now, there's a little magic show in October 16th, but you can see it on our website, mltarts.com.
Has that already happened?
Is it no, that'll be the middle of October.
Middle of October, mm-hmm. Just in time for Halloween. So we're looking forward to that, too. The magic show at the Little Theater, Murfreesboro Little Theater. What time and what date is that again?
Starting on October 16th and 17th that weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7, and then a special show that's geared more towards children and younger people on Saturday at 2.
Oh, great. Very good. Thank you very much for that, Charlie. And let's get back to our conversation now with Regina Ward and Walter Chitwood about Interfaith Dental Clinic. You said it started out in Nashville, and then it came down to Murfreesboro, what, a couple of years ago? It's been longer than that, hasn't it?
The Nashville Clinic opened 20 years ago, and then we opened the Rutherford County Clinic 3 years ago.
Ah, mm-hmm. And you have been the development director just for a little while now. And how are you enjoying that? How's that going for you?
It's great. You know, we have a wonderful team in Nashville. When the clinic in Rutherford County opened, obviously the purpose was to first and foremost get the patient population up and going. And so we had a fully staffed clinic, but the development team from the Nashville office would come back and forth. And so they finally felt like that they were in a position where they wanted a development director for the Rutherford County Clinic, and I was pleased to accept that position. And so it's been really great, and love it, and just taking the opportunity to grow that portion of the community.
You've got some great staff people to work with out there. I'm sure it has taken you no time at all to make some new friends.
They're great. It's a wonderful staff.
Yep. And Walter, any closing thoughts as we come down to the end of our show about the Interfaith Dental Clinic and dentistry in general?
Well, again, I would like to welcome everybody to the opportunity to help the Interfaith Clinic.
Yes, come see us.
By all means, they would love to show you their clinic. Just as you went out there recently, Tom, and had a tour, I would encourage everybody in Rutherford County to go out and see what they've got. Not only that, if you're a clinician, if you're a dentist, you're an assistant, you're a hygienist, I challenge you to donate a few hours per year of your time. It doesn't have to be a long, extended situation, but you could 3 or 4 hours just once a year would be greatly appreciated. If you're a front desk person who's had experience with fielding phone calls and such in a dental office, mm-hmm. They would love your help. If you're just an average citizen, or if you're especially if you're a business, and would like to do something to give back to your community, there is no better place to make a financial donation than to the Interfaith Dental Clinic of Rutherford County. The funds will be used to further equip, open up more operatories. The more operatories you have, that will give the opportunity for more people to be able to come and volunteer, and the more people that will be treated. Waiting list would be for acceptance will be greatly reduced, and things would just create a better situation for everyone. So anyone that wants to help, there's an opportunity for you.
Absolutely. And really quickly, I wanted to also mention we have opened the opportunity to have a school at Interfaith where our first class of registered dental assistants begin on October. And so it is a little bit of social enterprise for our organization, but it's also because we want to be able to continue bettering the community and really giving folks the opportunity to learn a little about how our clinic operates and kind of comprehensive care and that wonderful bedside manner that so many of our volunteers have, and putting that into future generations and people who are looking to find different opportunities and employment. And so we're really excited to be able to open that door as well. It's an 8-month program, and we're really excited that that's kicking off.
So tell folks how they might apply if they're interested in that dental assistant school that you have coming up, and that starts again when?
The school starts on October 12th. We are taking applications until October 1st. But if you go to interfaithdentalclinic.com and click on the Educate tab, you'll find all the information that you could possibly dream of there.
Very good. Thank you so much. We've enjoyed talking with Regina Ward and Dr. Walter Chitwood. Now, Walter, this is something that just is such a good fit for you because I know you're a person who also packs up all your dental gear and goes to places like Nicaragua and just loves doing dentistry to help folks out.
Yeah, it's, well, for many, I guess it's decades now, I've been going out of the country to help folks, and it's wonderful that I have the opportunity here, as well as, you know, a lot of other dentists. I don't make it sound like I'm the only one. There are dozens of dentists who volunteered their time that they can do mission work, so to speak, here at home.
That's right.
Absolutely. And we have a group of dentists of distinction that are 30 here in the Rutherford County area, and so we're really blessed to be able to have those folks.
Very good. Interfaith Dental Clinic. Our guest today here on Uptown Talk, you folks have done a splendid job. Thank you so much. I know there are probably more things that we haven't gotten to talk about, but we'll just have to have you on again sometime real soon.
Great.
Walter Chitwood, go ahead.
No, I think that's great. Anytime we can get the word out about the Interfaith Dental Clinic of Rutherford County, always welcome to come and talk with you.
So glad to have you here. And Regina Ward, thank you as
well. No, thank you for having us, Tom.
Okay, we are about out of time, and I want to get the folks up back up here, Paul Martin Family Band, if they would please come back up here while I share another message about one of our sponsors. We want to be sure and mention that Bagwell Document Solutions offers Middle Tennessee businesses and industry the latest in fine quality printing and imaging machines, featuring the full line of Canon copiers with network, fax, and high-speed digital imaging capability. Bagwell's experienced on-site technicians have a free survey available for your existing equipment, and the Bagwell team is ready and able to provide just the right solution for you. Save time and money by calling the experts at Bagwell Document Solutions. You can find them online at BagwellDS, that's BagwellDS.com, or call anytime 24/7 at 800-427-8329. That's Bagwell Document Solutions, 800-427-8329. And we also want to mention to you that the Tennessee Peddler is helping us with the show today. Tennessee Peddler is the web's most unique online general store, where every product is made or originated right here in the great state of Tennessee. We invite you to come on out and check out their East Nashville Spice Company goods. They've got a cool assortment of boots, Dan Post boots there. They've even got Gibson guitars and Coop's hot chicken paste, Allegro marinades and sauces. And coming soon, they've even got Sweetwater Farm cheeses and Tennessee Farm, Country Farm Gourmet, Goo Goo Clusters, you just name it, they've got it. The Tennessee Peddler, anything that's made in Tennessee is their specialty. TennesseePeddler.com online. Check them out. All right, we are about to have some more great music for you now from the Paul Martin Family Band, the Family Circus, and let me get your buttons turned on here. Here we go. Oh, man. All right, we're ready.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Texas was asking me. She goes, Dad, can we call this the Texas Martin Family Circus?
No.
I said, oh, yeah.
Sure.
Jamie Martin Family Circus has a good ring.
Well, you know, I don't know that menagerie would be a good word.
The menagerie. Hey, there, you may have done it right there. That's it.
That's it.
That has kind of a psychedelic kind of edge to it.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
The Talent Martin Family Circus.
Call it the toy box. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I was told that we had a request for this song later this evening, so we'll do the acoustic version of this, but when we actually do this live, the family will be playing music along with this, but Texas will be singing this one, so you guys ready? Does everybody know what we're doing?
Everybody sing along with us, too.
Green microphone, let me mention to you, Paul, if you can reach over there and snug up the plug on it a little bit. I think that's why it was crackering out a little earlier. Make sure it's in there nice and tight.
That's what Andy Griffith said, that's a hot mic. It's way yonder too loud.
Hot mic.
Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I can't care, baby, by the way.
Because I'm happy.
Not long if you feel like a room without room.
Because I'm happy.
Not long if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Not long if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Not long if you feel like that's what you want to do. Hey, come bad news, talking this and that. I should probably warn you, I'll be just fine.
Yeah.
No offense to you, don't waste your time. Here's why.
Because I'm happy.
Not long if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Not long if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Not long if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Not long.
Awesome. Just fantastic. And as you were mentioning earlier, all of these kids play instruments.
Right.
Yes,
and
sir.
So when you hear them tonight, you're going to be hearing a full band as well as these outstanding vocals.
It is the Martin Family Band. Yes, sir. We got them all. We just make them all play something.
And you play the drums too, is that right?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Oh. I usually, when I started, I didn't really play as much songs, but now I kind of play a lot of
the whole show, just about. Well, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
And actually, one, even she plays and sings at the same time. Like,
yes.
Sings a lead. So
we affectionately call her Donna Henley.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh, fantastic! Thank you so much for being here with us today.
My pleasure.
Tom, thank you for having us. We appreciate
it.
We appreciate what you're doing too. This is a great show.
Well, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Don't run off because we want to get a group picture as soon as we're done here. So don't run away, please.
All right.
Okay.
Whoops. Turning everybody's mic off. Turned the wrong one off. There we go. You've been listening here to Uptown Talk on WGNS. And from the balcony, the porch here at Shacklett's Photography, we're so glad that you've been able to be with us here today. We're sponsored by Azo Technology, Shacklett's Photography, iDrive E85, Cruise One Travel Service, the Tennessee Peddler, City Cafe, Bagwell Document Solutions, Thomas Pond and Wholesale Jewelry, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Forest York Guitars, and Hobunk's Organic Grocery. Thanks to each and every one of them. We've got another great show coming your way next week with Mike Lebron of the Adult Day Health Care Center, CentennialAdultCare.com. He'll be here next week for our Uptown Talk.